here's a story from The World.
So we're all focused on the Thanksgiving weekend, but the UK has its sights on Christmas. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said this week that Brits will be allowed to form Christmas bubbles. People from three households can get together for the holiday. In recent months, Johnson has talked a lot about saving Christmas. That phrase has also given some Brits the sense that other religions and their holidays are being overlooked. Mariam Khan is a writer and activist in the UK. Mariam, you've written about how the British government has seemed a bit tone deaf to the concerns of other religions through the pandemic. You give the example of Eid this year, the Muslim celebration at the end of Ramadan. Tell us what happened. What did you see?
You know, we weren't allowed to sort of congregate during Ramadan period, which is like a really big period for Muslims globally. And in that period, you know, we weren't allowed to congregate in mosques. We weren't allowed to go around to people's houses to eat together, you know, because you're fasting from sunrise to sunset. And then just before Eid, the night before, for the northern region of the UK, the UK government announced that actually, no, you can't do Eid with your families. You must stay at home. And that was the night before. The equivalent that I give would be, if we get to, let's say, Christmas Eve, and then the government suddenly decides, no, actually, let's not do families meeting up. You know, you've done your Christmas shop, the food's there, your family's excited. And then all of a sudden, you have the government say, absolutely not, you can't do it. And it's not just Eid. It's also, you know, Diwali that's just gone by, and many of my friends have spent that alone. Even the Jewish holidays as well, many of my friends haven't been able to see their families or congregate in their spaces of worship or just be a part of the festivities. And I don't want to be a Christmas Scrooge, and I don't want to take anyone's holiday away from them. And I can completely appreciate that people will struggle by themselves, but COVID doesn't understand that it's Christmas. It's not going to take a holiday much like we want. We all want to. It's just a sacrifice we all need to make. And it seems that that sacrifice is somehow turned into this double standard.
What about Boris Johnson's announcement on Tuesday about allowing Christmas bubbles up to three households to celebrate Christmas together? What was your response to that?
It was something that I wasn't shocked about. For me, saving Christmas per se has become this political game where Boris just really wants to be likable. And, you know, the government's done U-turn after U-turn this year on face masks, on exam results, on free school meals, on whether they're going to help people who need rent, who are privately renting, on everything. So I think what Boris really wants from this is to be light.
So Mariam, you mentioned the double standard when it comes to faith, saving Christmas, but not creating spaces for other religions' festivities. Is your concern that the British government is trying to accommodate Christians in a way that puts others at risk in terms of health?
I think that there is, you know, some sort of preferential treatment going on here. And I think that whether it's the intention or not, the positioning of that, what that's going to cause is sort of this divide or this tension between people of faith within the UK. Because much like when someone hears me speaking, they're like, oh, you know, she's being a Scrooge and she really wants Christmas to be cancelled. Absolutely not. I have not seen my family in months. I do not want to wish that upon anyone. However, I appreciate that I need to make a sacrifice for, you know, the greater goal of getting back to normal. And many people will say, oh, but this is the UK and this is Britain and we're a Christian society. We're a multicultural society. You know, whether you like it or not, there are many people of faith in this country. They're your fellow citizens. Every Thursday at the beginning of the lockdown, we would come out, whether we were Christians or Muslims or Jews or Hindus or, you know, whoever we were, we would come out on a Thursday, we would clap for our NHS. We would take national pride in the people who were on the front line, you know, saving people, putting their own lives in danger. I want that sort of camaraderie to come back and for people to take it from that perspective, that this really isn't about me trying to steal your Christmas joy or taking pleasure in you being away from your family. It's about how can we get out of this position that we're in.
Mariam Khan is a writer and activist. She's the editor of It's Not About the Burqa, Muslim Women on Faith, Feminism, Sexuality and Race. Thanks very much for your thoughts today.
Thank you.